Hey, this is Sharad Srivastava. Welcome back to the Business School Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to give you the opposite of something that you always think about, which is instead of how to make more money, how to make more time, I want you to think about something a little different, which is what can you have more of that you will not regret? What are the things that you won't regret? And when you know the things that you won't regret, it makes life really easy, gives you focus, and makes you understand that you can trade for more of that. If you end up ever talking to somebody who is, you know, much older and is in kind of the last few innings of their life, of their human life, they will tell you the things that they regret. They will tell you that they should not have worked as much, or they will tell you that they should have probably made more money, or they would tell you that they would have spent more time with friends or altered their relationships. Those are very interesting things, because if we know the things that we will never regret, maybe we should make those decisions now. Why should we think about what we need to do and want to do right now without a perspective of the regret? So I made this episode for you and I call it Things That You Won't Regret. I break down the five things, five filters, five choices, five trade-offs that I use every single day to constantly make choices, to constantly make these trades and figure out to put myself in a position on the things that I won't regret. This is a pretty tactical episode and I'm going to break them all down for you starting right now. One thing is for certain. Just because it's tried and true doesn't mean it's working right now. So the big question is this: where can you learn what is working right now? The strategies, the tactics, the psychology, and the exact how-to. How to grow your business. How to blow up your personal brand and supercharge your personal growth. That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Sharad Srivastava, and welcome to Business School. For over 10 plus years, every single morning at 5 a.m. Pacific time, we do a call called the 5 a.m. Club. It is 5 a.m. Pacific time for 5 minutes every single day. And the main idea of the 5 a.m. Club is, can you have your espresso shot of inspiration, learning in the morning every single day? It is a free conference call that you don't even have a pin for. You just dial in at 5 a.m. Pacific time, 8 a.m. Eastern, 365 days a year. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is we've been doing this for 10 plus years. So thousands of calls done at 5 a.m. Pacific time. Now, at the end of every single call, I share this one message, and so do our co-hosts. And the idea is this: say, greatness is a choice. Greatness is a choice. Now, greatness means different things to different people, but the most important part of this is the word choice. That concept 10 years ago changed my life. It changed the way I think about everything, and it's the idea of choices. Choice gives you personal agency. Choice gives you courage. Choice gives you your ability to make the choices that you want in our life, in your life, and in mine. The focus overall for me is now, if something is not going well in my life, I know that it's not a function of my team didn't do something, or that I don't have the money, or that I didn't do X, or somebody screwed me on Y. None of that. I know that every single thing in my life right now is a result of a choice that I made. And for a while, that was very scary. That was like hard for me to accept, because I was like, man, I don't own the Anaheim Ducks right now, and that's a result of my choices? Well, yeah, it was. Because if I had made a choice to want to buy the Anaheim Ducks 10 years ago, I would have made significantly different choices in my life. And so what does that mean, and why am I recording this episode for you? And that is, when you take control and you look at everything from the lens of a choice, life becomes significantly easier and you have to make much better decisions based on this framework. And for me, a choice is what? A choice is just a trade-off, right? A choice is just a trade-off. You're saying yes to something and no to something else. In fact, I read this amazing quote. This is, when you say no to something, you say no to one thing. But when you say yes to something, you say no to many things. Like, think about that, right? When you say no to one thing, you say no to just one thing. But when you say yes to something, you say no to many things. And in a lot of ways, If you can just change your life right now, instantly, like as of today, and look at life as just a trade-off, a choice that you're making. And what is the trade-off? The trade-off is, essentially, you're paying for one thing by choosing another thing. That's it. You're paying for one thing by choosing another thing. If I want to fly private from on my next vacation, I'm essentially choosing that I'm going to write a $30,000 check to fly private. So I'm trading my money for my time and convenience. That's it. Now, it's not the fact whether I'm rich or poor. It's just the fact that I'm trading that for this. And the smallest of things is just when it comes to a trade-off, you ask yourself this question, what happens if I can just make this trade-off? Now, the reason I'm recording this episode for you is I think a lot about these trade-offs and choices, and I think about things that I won't regret. I want to make trade-offs with things that I won't regret. That is the cool part about all of this. Because if you can trade something, so let's say when somebody says this something is a no-brainer, right? If I told you, hey, here you can buy this, I'll give you my Tesla for $100. Well, you would say, Sharon, if there's no catch, that's a no-brainer. Yeah, you're making a trade. You're trading your $100 for my Tesla Plaid Model S. That's what you're trading for, which is great, right? So it's a no-brainer for you. And you're not regretting that at all because it's a complete no-brainer. So the question I ask myself often is, I want to put myself in a position where I can make trade-offs with things that I won't regret. There's a lot of things in my life that I'm happy to trade that I won't regret. Now, one of the things that I don't want to trade is my time, right? What the other things that I don't want to trade is just my loyalty. The other thing that I don't want to trade is my integrity. The other thing that I don't want to trade is the relationship with my family. The other thing I don't want to trade is my energy. I just don't want to trade those things. And so the more I trade things that I won't regret, and the less that I trade things that I will regret, I have a better life. And if I could just give you that gift in some way, you and I can go through life in a much more thoughtful way. Now, you may say, Sharon, I don't understand any of this. Like, let's break it down, right? Okay, so let's do that. I wrote down 5 things that you and I won't regret. And these are the 5 things that I believe that I want to trade more of for. If I can trade something to get more of one of these 5 things, I'm always making the trade, all right? I'm always making the trade. Now, sometimes I have to trade one of these things for something else on this list, and that's okay too. But when you know that life is a series of trade-offs, you start to trade better, and that's what's more important. So let's actually jump into it. So here are the things that you won't regret. I wrote down 5 things that you won't regret, and I want to start with one. I call it the 5 mores. I want to start with thing number 1, which is more energy. I don't believe that you will ever regret trading for more energy. And there are things that we can do in our lives that give us more energy. And energy is what? Energy is the capacity to do more. What do we want in our lives? We want to do more, be more, give more, achieve more, create more, love more. That's what we want. We want to do all of those things. I call this the mother of all currencies, right? When you trade something, you have currency. So here's the crazy part. If you had to lose everything, right? Would you rather lose everything when you're 70? Or would you rather lose everything when you're 17? Right? I would much rather lose everything when I'm 17 than when I'm 70. Because I know I have the energy, right? Just physically speaking, a 17-year-old is probably, you know, has more capacity to do things than a 70-year-old in our human existence. So if that is the case, you know, it's extreme. If that is the case, having more energy is the right thing, is the good thing, but we don't prioritize it. And we don't prioritize this because we just think that other things are more important, and we trade other things and we trade our energy for other things. So what do I mean by more energy? By more energy, I mean more physical energy, more spiritual energy, more relationship energy, more capacity. Our capacity to do more, our capacity to work more, our capacity to think more, our capacity to love more. And so what would be some examples of trading for more energy? So the first thing is if we just slept better, right? If we just focused on our sleep and slept better, we would have more energy. I was recently talking to my friend who's a Dr. Bijoy John, who's an amazing sleep doctor. And he was telling me about people who most men snore more than more women, than women, whatever the reason may be, right? And more, most entrepreneurial men snore more than the rest for whatever reason, I don't know. But he said, if he goes, most men who even remotely snore, if they just went in and got a sleep study and used a CPAP machine, their quality of life would be up 100x. 100x. Like, think about that for a second. If I told you, do this one thing and the quality of your life will be up 100 times. It doesn't cost you much more money. It doesn't cost you much more time. You're sleeping the same. And literally all that he said is like, just Sharon. He's like, just go get a sleep study. He goes, if you can just sleep better and work out as a CPAP machine, it will change your life. And I said, well, why? He goes, you're going to get this anyway when you're 70. You might as well get this now in your 40s. Because you'll have 30 plus years of insane sleep giving you insane energy and more capacity, which is what is amazing, right? So number one, trade for more energy, which means that if you want to prioritize 10 minutes of, you got a 15 minute break between your calls, maybe you take a quick walk around the block or walk around the office to give yourself more energy. Maybe instead of scrolling on Instagram more, you just turn on a meditation app for a little bit. Not saying that you should meditate or be grateful or anything like that. We are trying to figure out what can I do to trade to get more energy? Maybe to sleep, maybe to rest, maybe to stretch, maybe to exercise, maybe to think, maybe to meditate, whatever it may be. I will never regret having more energy, because when I have more energy, I have more capacity to do things. I believe right now, and I often think about, man, it took me too long to learn these lessons, but I'm better off learning them now than I am, you know, when I'm in my 70s or 80s. So I should still be thankful. Meaning, I am trading and I am willing to trade almost anything to get more energy. Because if I have more energy, I have more capacity, I can rebuild it all. I can recreate it all. I can be more of who I am. I can be more creative, because having more energy is a thing number one that I will not regret. Here's thing number two that I will not regret is more time. It's just super, I know it's easy to say, but it's really hard to do. And that is, to have more time is a superpower, right? Having more time is amazing flex. Now, just not having to go to the office or not having to do that is not the point. Having more time where you're not completely, even though you're not physically at your work or at your home or whatever, but you still are mentally there, that is the problem. Time is a game played most beautifully by children, right? They are so present in the moment. They are where their feet are. They completely understand and are engulfed by what they are, who they are, what they do, and they're present in the moment. The more opportunities we have for that, the better. So buying of time is just a function of doing a couple of things. One, it's saying, okay, can I be more organized to have more time? So most of the time, we are just not organized enough. So if I prepare for tomorrow today, I will manage and be more efficient with my time tomorrow. If I can pay somebody, if I can find a VA through Assistantly and say, hey, listen, could you take off these tasks off my plate? Now I'm able to find trade for more time. We don't prioritize, we don't optimize more time. What we think is, if I don't have to do this and somebody else does this, what else will I do? That's not the right way to think about it. We always think about, if I don't have to do this and someone else can do it, I would go do something else. We always think about, what is the other thing that we can do to make our life better? Or what is the other thing that we can do to make our life more a whole? But I'm saying, having more time, just in the function of time, is at the root of all human creativity. And so without that, you're not going to be able to allow for an insane amount of creativity, an insane amount of joy to live the truest life that you want. And so if you have an opportunity to trade for more time, I would take that. And here's the biggest flex for trading for more time. To do great things, we must do fewer things. So instead of saying, man, I just want to add more to my plate, as an entrepreneur, as a highly successful person listening to this podcast, you should be asking, what else can I take off my plate? What else can I take off my plate? What else can I take off my plate? What else can I defer? What else can I renegotiate? What else can I say no to? What else can I, you know, not want to do? What are the things that you can get out of? The more you can get out of, the better, because we say yes to a lot of things based on deep obligation. And if you just did a massive audit on your life, you will realize that 60 to 70% of the things that you've said yes to, meetings that you've said yes to, friends that you've said yes to, trips that you said yes to, podcasts that you said yes to, apps that you said yes to, shows that you said yes to, dinners that you said yes to, are all based on obligation. To do great things, we must do fewer things and trade for more time. This number two, the things that you won't regret, is more time. Here's number three, which is going to get me in a lot of trouble from the perspective of, from the straight perspective of hate, which is fame. You will never regret more fame. You will never regret more fame. And I wish I'd learned this lesson sooner. And when I say fame, I mean this in a very positive way. I mean brand. Brand to me is a raw distribution. Raw distribution is a way in which you can get your ideas, endorse them, and get them to the world. So Oprah, I will tell you right now, she would not trade her fame or her reputation for anything. If Oprah, for some reason, got robbed and had to start all over, she has her fame, right? And so, but the fame is something that she built very thoughtfully. So having more fame is something that I wish someone had told me earlier. And to me, fame is not like, oh my gosh, he wants to be famous like Oprah. No, fame is just raw endorsed distribution. If you can have a platform for your ideas, if you can have a platform to share your message, if you can have a platform to grow your business, it's, if Elon started a business tomorrow, he would succeed. Why? He has more fame. But there are other entrepreneurs that have sold their business for $100 million and now they have this idea to do something amazing to change the world, but they used to make a furniture store and they don't even know four people. Again, fame, right? Fame is the most efficient business model, and we have to figure out how to get more of it, which is really, really important. Fame. You will never regret more fame. You will never regret more fame. So clearly, we're talking about the things that you won't regret. And so the first three things we talked about were, number one, you will not regret more energy, you will not regret more time, and you will not regret more fame. More fame in the purest, cleanest, most joyful possible way. I got two more for you. You will never regret more money. I'm just telling you, that does not mean it in the way you think it is. What I'm saying is that money is a tool and it's an exhaustible resource, right? Like, you can get it, you can replace it, you can get more of it, you can earn more of it, you can spend more of it. And the hardest part about the money conversation, which may be a podcast of its own, is your and my relationship with money. If you think about accumulating it, and that's probably how we were raised. If we think about investing it, that's probably how we were raised. If we think about you don't need much of it, that's probably how we were raised, and you've learned around it. The relationship with money is very close to how we were raised. And I'm not going into childhood trauma or anything. I'm not qualified for that. But you can tell the person's relationship with money has got to do a lot with their upbringing. And unless they have stopped and very clearly rewritten their money beliefs. Now, my question for you is this. What is stopping you from having more money? And I mean this in a very positive way. You will not regret having more money. If, say, your goal, I'm making up numbers here. Say your goal was $100,000. And if you suddenly said, well, what if I had 200? The question is, what if you had 200? And could you put yourself in a position where you can make choices that will get you more money? Now, life's a trade-off and you can't have everything. You can't have more energy and more time and more fame and more money simultaneously at the same time. Now, you can have it over a different period of time, but you can't have it all at the same time. I'll give you an example. Right now, this season in my life, I'm focused on more energy because I believe that if I have more energy, more capacity to do things, I will be able to create a lot more. So everything that I'm doing in my life is over-indexing, is trading for more energy. I'm trading time for more energy. I'm trading brand for more energy. I'm trading money for more energy. I'm trading a lot of things for more energy. And more energy for me is more capacity to do more things so I can create more, faster, better, deeper, longer. And I can't have all of it at the same time. I can have all of it over time. I just can't all have all of it at the same time. So when you're in a place where you're like, I'm going to spend all this time working, that's cool. Spend all the time working, but ask yourself why. You're trading time with family. You're trading time with your health. You're trading time to sleep. You're trading energy. You're trading all of those for work, for more money. That's okay. But that can only happen for a season. You can't go 60 years trading everything for more money, right? And I'm not saying money is not the end-all be-all and you should not do that. No, I'm just saying that we have to be trading for the things that we need to be trading for. And yes, I know you have bills to pay and promises to make and all of that. But at some point, what if the music stopped? What if you couldn't trade anymore and you had to trade something else for that thing? And so my question is, how can you put yourself in a position where you can trade something else for more time, but in the same time, trade something else for more money? Yes, it is. If you're going to have to work harder, you're going to have to trade time for money. If you're going to have to work harder, you're going to have to trade energy for money. If you're going to have to work harder, you're going to have to trade fame for money. And that's okay, right? What are people doing? If a Ryan Reynolds endorsed Mint Mobile, he's trading his fame for money. Now, he can endorse Mint Mobile and AT&T and Verizon and Apple. He can't endorse all of them. So what is he can't, so he can't trade his fame for everything, but he can trade his fame for one thing, right? And that's what a lot of, you know, online influencers and brands do, is they trade their social capital for something. Ever since the beginning of time, the barter system and trade, we are just in a much more sophisticated environment of trade. We have fiat, which is currency. And since you and I can't directly trade the toy that you have at home for a potato at the grocery store, that's why money was invented, right? Money was invented as a medium of exchange where you could trade your toy for money and then you could trade your money for potatoes, right? Because the guy selling you potatoes may not want the toy. That's why money was invented. So if you just remove the idea of money and you'd be like, how do I trade for more of this? You'll realize that you could just add more value to the marketplace and you can trade a lot of things that you have in your life to get more money. But the psychologically, what I want to tell you is, if you have any feeling around, oh, you know, I don't need that much money, I live a simple lifestyle, I don't have grandiose expectations of being a millionaire, all of that, I will tell you to think differently. Because having more money just gives you more options. And when give you more options, you can use that money to trade for the other things in your life. Having more money is a function of having raw material to trade. Because everybody wants something, right? And there's a good chance today that 80 to 90% of what you want, you can trade with money. That's why money is the universal currency. That's why it is like, hey, you want more time? You can buy more time with great people with more money. You want more energy? You can buy the greatest doctors and health practitioners with more money. You want more brand? You can buy yourself more advertising, more media, more social media, more TV spots, more what have you, to get more fame. If you think about it, I want to just re-engage your relationship with money, saying, listen, it is just a function of having the raw material and money so that you can use it to trade to get more of what you want. And the more of the other things that you have, it is easier to be able to trade. So that is number four, which is you will never regret having more money. Last but not least, you will never regret having more love. You know, there's so many successful people that we know, and they'll say, oh yeah, you know, he's really rich, but he's not happy. Well, kind of, but to me, it's not about not being happy. To me, it's about not having made the choice, not having understood the trade-off necessary to trade between having the money and the joy. If you have $100 million and you're not happy, that just means that you've not figured out what makes you happy. You have the money. You have the money. It's not the problem. Money is not the problem. You have one of those resources, right? You have that thing. The question is, how do you take that thing and actually trade it for something that you really want? When someone tells me, oh yeah, you know, he has money or she has money, but they, you know, are they really happy? Well, that's not the point. The point is they now have something that they can trade. If you have the happiness but don't have the money, that's great. Now can you trade that? Maybe. Depends on what makes you happy. Maybe it's energy. Cool. Now you can trade the energy to the marketplace for more money, right? Life is a trade. Life has been choices. Life is a trade-off. We're always trading. We're trading with ourselves. We're trading with our mind. We're trading with the marketplace. We're trading. We're continuously trading everything. You're day trading attention. You're day trading love. You're day trading care. You're day trading brand. You're day trading energy. You're day trading capacity. You're day trading money. Everything that we do is a trade-off. You're picking one thing versus another thing. And love is something that you want to have more of. And what do I mean by love? Love can be more time with your loved ones. Love can be spending more time with people that care about you. Love can be spending more time in creativity. Love can be spending more time with God, if that is important to you. What is love? Love is to find a vehicle to manifest that truest, deepest emotion where you can be in that pure state where you feel nothing, no obligation, no loyalty, no nothing, but you feel a pure sense of care and affection, right? You will never regret having more love in your life. You will absolutely never regret that. Why are people so happy on their birthdays? Because they see this outpouring of love to them. It may just be wishes on Facebook or on Instagram, or somebody randomly sent you a text message or a meme. It doesn't matter, but you see this outpouring of love. Nobody will ever regret having more love. And so you want to put yourself in times where you can have more love. Sunday night family dinners, if that is a thing in your family, that's great because you're trading off that time to go to a ball game or whatever for more love, right? That's a really positive thing. If I have to go pick up my son from soccer practice at 9 p.m. three nights a week, why do I do that? It's not convenient for him, me, or for him, but I get, you know, 20 minutes each way in the car with him, and that is more time with my son. That is more love. We don't have to talk about anything except that is the loving time that I have. I am trading for more love. And so when you think about life and you think about a choice that is in front of us, instead of having it being a one-dimensional choice, have it be a trade and be very conscious of what you're trading. Because when you know what you're trading, you know how to refill your bucket. You know that it's just temporary. You know that you can trade now and retrade later. Trade is trading things that are important that you will never regret and really, really powerful. So these are the five things that I try to trade a lot for. Number one, more energy. Number two, more time. Number three, more fame. Number four, more money. Number five, more love. That's why I believe that these are things that you will not regret. These are the five things that you won't regret. More energy, more time, more fame, more money, more love. My question for you is, what are you going to trade for today? Just think about this. You don't have to do much. Just think about this. What are you going to trade for today? What can you trade for that is not as important to you, but is more important to you right now? Maybe you trade a little time for some health. Maybe you'll trade a little time for some money. Maybe you trade a little relationship for some fame. Maybe you trade a little money for some fame. What is it? What is the trade that you're going to make? Always consider the trade, because when you know that you can trade, you know that the universe is in karmic balance and the cost of success is at play. Remember, however, you slice greatness as a choice. And I hope this trading concept helped you. So by the way, before you go, all I would appreciate is, I don't know if this is helpful to you. So I really was thinking a lot about this and wanted to somehow try to put into words the thinking that I had in my head. And this, thank you for giving me the medium to do this. If you like this, can you just take a screenshot and tag me on social media saying, hey, that was good. Make more like this. That'll give me a chance to know that you like this and I can make more like this for you. So please just take a screenshot. Share it on social, say that was good or what have you. That way I will know that you like this and I can make more like this for you. Remember, however you slice it, greatness is a choice. And I'll catch you on the next one. Hey, Sharon, I have a cool gift for you. Since you like this podcast, I actually have an ultra super secret private podcast that I make just for my partner companies and the CEOs and influencers that I advise. It's called 10K Wisdom because I try to wrap $10,000 worth of value in every single episode in just under 10 minutes. That's why it's called 10K Wisdom. It's raw, it's real, it's got no intro or outro or anything like that. It's just straight to the point and to the insights. Since you like this podcast, I think you will like that. So, for the first time, I'm making it available to you. Just go to 10kwisdom.com, the number 10kwisdom.com, and my team will activate it for you as my gift. Go to 10kwisdom.com. I'll see you there.